You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We'll be starting off in our series break. We'll be talking about a topic that I believe is so relevant today because it is already a crisis. A crisis not seen immediately and not felt immediately. And this crisis, this problem, is that crisis of a generation growing up without a father. A fatherless generation. It's a crisis. Now, maybe for some of us here, we don't feel it. O iba sa inyo, baka nag-tune out na kayo. Okay, hindi pa ako tatay. Okay naman yung family ko. Now, let me say that all of this topic applies to all of us. If you're a parent, if you're a dad especially, we would see afterwards the important role we have in our society. And if we are children, and all of us are children, we would see also how fathers have such a key role in viewing God. And I don't have to ask you, I'm sure, all of us here, we know someone, a relative, a friend, or an office mate, a classmate, who grew up from a broken family or a dysfunctional family. You see, the word father carries with it an emotional term, an emotion. The word father is not neutral. It carries with it an emotion. So the moment I said father, yung offering number natin kanina na good father, there's already emotion happening or there's already something that we're feeling. For some of us, it may be happy. Since we're in church, we see fathers who are, of course, not perfect, but they are good. And maybe for some of us here, we have great fathers. And let me tell you, when we hear father, you have no issue with that. Wow, masaya ako. My dad's okay. Okay kami ng dad ko and all. And happiness. Maybe that's the emotion it's in your heart. But for some of us, maybe may certain sense of honor. Oh, yung talagang may respect and oh, I really respect my dad. I'm proud of my dad. And again, if you have dads like that, I'm telling you, appreciate them. Now for maybe the most of us, here, that's not what we feel. When we say the word father, we feel fear. Oh, that guy who abused me. Oh, that guy who hurt me. Physically, emotionally, verbally, sexually. Oh, that fear. Or maybe there's sadness. Oh, that promise breaker. Oh, that one who does not appreciate everything that I did. Bata pa lang ako, grades lang tingin sa akin. Oh, yun yung masyadong busy para sa akin. I'm sad. Or maybe for some of us, we're angry. Dad, oh, let's not talk about it. I'm shutting down, in fact, right now. No, before you shut down, please hear me out. Maybe for some of us, we're angry. Oh yeah, yun yung nanloko. The one who left us. The one who destroyed me. Or maybe for some of us here, in fact, my wife used to work in an NGO. She mentioned that when they're young and they experience such traumatic events, sometimes they grow up to become indifferent. Nababaon yung emosyon. Okay lang naman kami. Okay lang. Pero pag hinukay mo, hindi okay. Sugatan. Critical. Stoic na. No emotions. Maybe, oh, that guy who's physically present but literally absent. Physically present but functionally absent. Nandyan siya pero wala siya. Father is not a neutral term. It carries with it an emotion. Consider the statistics. Did you know that 63% of young people right now who commit suicide grew up from fatherless homes? 85% of behavioral addictions nung nakita nila came from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists grew up from a displaced anger coming from a dysfunctional father. 71% of dropouts from school came from a dysfunctional family without a dad. And if you grew up here without a dad, I'm not saying this is what will happen to you, but you are in a disadvantage statistically because you are 5 times more likely to commit suicide. This is from a statistics. You see, not only that, in the Philippines, here right now where we are, 500,000 youth are fatherless, not even counting those people na nandun lang for the sake of kids, but emotionally absent, far distant from them. And all those things add up to this word dad. You see, there's also a research. People without a dad or dysfunctional family grow up to be, psychologically speaking, those with daddy issues grow up with struggles with their identity, gender identity, security, and that feeling that they belong. Kaya nga masinahanap na lang nila kung babae o anak natin sa boyfriend or whoever. Sa ibang friends, sa tropa, wherever it is. And all those things that I've just said, your personal experiences, people that you know, statistically speaking, if you add it all up, it all creates in us like a lens. Parang 3D glasses. Nakapanood na po ba kayo ng 3D movie? So it's like a lens. Nag-iiba yung pananaw natin sa buhay. And this is very important right now in our topic today. You see, the way we view our earthly fathers reflects or affects the way we view our heavenly father. The way we view our earthly fathers right now affects the way we view our heavenly father. So when in a victory group or in a preaching, when we say, God's going to provide, but yung experience mo sa tatay mo, hindi siya nag-provide eh. Medyo hirap maniwala doon sa doctrine na yun. When the Bible is saying God loves you and accepts you and is there for you, that's not what my experience taught me. He promised He'll be there, but He wasn't. Ah, sabi na. Pag may unanswered prayer tayo, sabi na eh. Sabi na eh. Ayoko na lang kaya umasa. You see, the way we view our earthly father, whether you like it or not, whether you admit it or not, whether we have a great dad, and if we have a great dad, thank God for them, or not, affects the way we view our heavenly father. Now before I continue, wala po tong hugot, okay? I grew up from a dysfunctional family as well, but let me tell you that I know how it feels to grow up without a dad. So for those people here who has dads with you, as a child, please appreciate them. That's what we're going to look at today. God as a father. You see, God revealed Himself in many ways in the Bible. He revealed Himself as a commander, creator, the master, the miracle maker. And when Jesus came here, Jesus revealed God in a different way. And if all those adjectives and all those different names that God could choose for Himself, He chose one particular name that He wants all of us to use. And that is the word Father. And that's what we're going to look at today. Can we just bow down our heads and pray? Father, I pray right now, God the Father, thank You for calling Your children here. I believe for some of us here, God is telling you right now, today if you hear My voice, do not harden your hearts. I'm calling you here right now so that you will experience rest and peace and find Me in the midst of whatever you're going through. In Jesus' name, amen. So look at this. Luke 11 verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. When He finished, one of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught His disciples. So si Jesus na nandito sa mundo, tinanong siya ng mga disciples niya, Jesus, can you tell us how to relate to our God? How do we call our God? You seem to call God in a different name. Sige, to clarify things, si Jesus, paano ba namin tatawagin si God? You see, Jesus came here in our world to die on the cross for our sins, to rise again from the dead and give us eternal life, and that's what He did. But aside from that also, He went here so that He could introduce to us who God is. So that He could demonstrate and He could tell us who God is. And Jesus replied, something scandalous. Yung pag narinig natin ngayon, parang, sinabi niya yan? So Jesus replied to His disciples, something scandalous, and this is what He replied. Verse 2, and Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father. He just called God Father. Hallowed be Your name, Your kingdom come. Jesus came here to communicate and demonstrate that God is our Heavenly Father. During their time, the culture that time, the Jewish people view God as a father of the nation. Kumbaga sa time natin, kung tayo yung Jews, si God, oo, father siya ng buong Philippines. Pero to call him your individual personal father, that's scandalous. In fact, some of the Jews would view that as an insult. God is detached. He's holy. He is way up there. You can't approach him unless you do your sacrifice and all that stuff. And then here was Jesus. When the disciples asked him, paano mo tatawagin tong God na to? What's the name of this God? How would you call him? Jesus said, Father. Scandalous. You see, in our time today, when we hear dad, sometimes we view him as far. Not just far, but he's also that sometimes he's bad. Para mas maganda na nga lang wala siya dun eh. Or maybe mad. Lagi na lang galit, lagi na lang lasing. And you know what? Whether we like it or not, yung utak natin, sometimes we translate that to God. That's why we also ask, why does bad thing happen to good people? Nagda-doubt tayo and all that. I remember reading a book from Pastor Steve. Meron daw isang bata from Kids Church. They asked that kid to pray. Tapos ang prayer niya, Godfather, Godfather. And for some of you na medyo my age na, you would remember this movie, The Godfather. Sino pong nakakaalam ng movie The Godfather? Yan, yung very violent, a classic movie. Okay, so it's a story of a gang lord. Siya yung head nun. Now, everyone under them, they need to deliver because it is business as usual. Nothing personal, business as usual. So people around him fear him. But of course, he loves his family and all that. But people under him and around him fear the Godfather. Kasi for this Godfather, they need to perform. And Pastor Steve, in his book, My First, Second, and Third Attempts at Parenting, went on to ask, how do we view our God? Is he the Godfather or is he God the Father? How do you view your God right now? Is he something like a Godfather? Business as usual? Nothing personal? Or God the Father? Romans 8, verse 15, it says here, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. You see, here's the thing. When I say sons, it's not just lalaking sons, ha? It's sons and daughters, so it's children as well. You see, when we have Jesus in our lives, we can call God as our Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Can we say that all together? One, two, three, go. Abba, Father. What does that mean? Abba, hindi po yung artist nung 90s or 80s. Okay? Abba is an Aramaic word, an informal Aramaic word, which means daddy. Or kung iba sa inyo, meron kayong tawag pops. Yung informal word, yung sa wife ko, kasi Ilocano sila, pang ang tawag nila. Papang. May ganun ba ang tawag sa inyo? Okay? Pops, daddy, dad. So it's an informal word used for a father. And it connotes instant access. I remember this story. There was this one president na sa office niya, syempre, of US president to. High profile US president. Hindi pwedeng basta-basta kung sinong pumapasok. They need to have clearance. They need to have IDs. And then there's this one kid who just rushed straight to the Oval Office. Naggulo ng papel, nagdrawing, naglaro. And then when people would say, hey, who's that kid? Get him out. Sabi nung president. Okay, the US president that time. Si John F. Kennedy. No, that's my son. So he let him stay there, playing in the table as well. Because Abba means instant access. He's not in the Oval Office. He is with his dad. I remember also, I have a 5 going 6 month old baby. Sarap po pala magka-baby, no? Sobrang cute. Pag umuwi po ako, parang tanggal yung pagod ko. Ngumiti lang siya. Diba? Pag umiyak, tanggal pa rin. Okay. Pero ang cute lang din. And my son has access to me. So this is a picture of Jedi Sean. Ganyan po ang nangyayari pag naiiwan yung baby sa daddy na wala si mommy. Para, love, dito ba nilalagay yung bib? Okay. No, Kasi ngayon medyo naglalaway, nagngingipin na siya. So minsan medyo grumpy siya, saglalaway siya. And let me tell you this, ilang beses niya na ako nahampas, ilang beses niya na ako nalawayan, ilang beses niya na ako nakagat, pero wala pa naman siyang ipin, kaya okay lang. Ilang beses niya na ako natadyakan, nadaganan, nauntog. And it's okay because he's my son. Pero pag kayo po ang gumawa niyan sa akin, that's different, okay? You see, that's the same way. We have instant access to God. He's our Abba. The same way Sean could be himself, drool over me, because he is the Son, which has instant access to me, is the same way that we have in Christ to God. And God is like that. God wants you and I to come to Him and to for us to know that He is our Abba Father. He is Abba. He is Daddy. He is Pops. He is Papang. I am your Daddy. Come to me. Come to me. Abba. The next word is the word Father. Abba Father, diba? Now, Father came from the Greek word Pater. Now, Pater is more formal. It's more, not naman rigid, but it connotes honor and respect. And for some of us here, it's rightly so that we need to honor our dads. Yung tipong pag sinabi, utos ng hari, hindi na babali. It's okay. Honor. Okay? That's how we relate to God. As a father, we are open to Him, but at the same time, we honor Him. There's still this deep respect. Now, we know that He is the source of authority and He is the source of power. There is a healthy, reverent fear. And that's how we should see, the Bible says that's how we should see God. Jesus revealed to us, hey, God's like that. You could go to Him informally because He is your Abba. But at the same time, equally important, there's this healthy honor and respect because He is our Father. Now let's continue. Galatians 3 verses 6 to 7. And because you are sons, again, not just panlalaki to, it includes daughters as well, because you are children, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. What does this mean? You see, when we receive Jesus in our lives, the Holy Spirit is like a stamp. May tatak. Kahapon, may World Batman Day. So may libreng comics. So, punta ako dun sa isang bookstore dyan, got my comics, tapos tinampan ako. Ibig sabihin niya, nakakuha ka ng libre. Yan ganun. And the same way with us. It's like a stamp telling us, meron kang Holy Spirit sa'yo. There's a symbol, it's a sign that we are sons. Kumbaga, markado na tayo. You see, the problem is, for some of us here, we used to think that we are slaves. Or we live like slaves. What does a slave do? A slave is, as slaves, that's who we are, who we used to be. But the Bible says that's not who you are if you have Jesus in your life, if you're a Christian, if you have a relationship with Him, you are a son. You're not a slave. What does a slave do ba? Okay? You see, a slave is conditional. Slave is like the employee, trabajador, worker. Okay, so it's conditional. You're here because you're performing this certain task. Or may contract. Otherwise, endo na. Tapos na yung kontrata mo. Tapos na. It's conditional. If you don't perform, I will fire you. But that's a slave. And for some of us, ganun tayo mabuhay pagdating kay God. Hala, hindi ako nakatend ng church. Hala, nag-sin na naman ako. Kailangan ko na naman bayaran si God. Parang may bale. Tapos parang tinatry mo bayaran yung inutang mo. Hala, ganun. Minsan ganun tayo mag-isip eh. But the Bible says, our relationship to Him is not conditional, but unconditional. It means that whether we fail or not, God loves us. It's too good to be true, right? That's why it's the gospel. Not only that, performance driven, as I've said, but our position in God is not performance driven. We are sons. Our position is son, our sons and daughters. We are children of God. Not only that, we live in fear. Diba pag nandyan yung tatrabaho ka, Facebook, Facebook. Sana wag yung putong gawin, no? Facebook, Facebook. Nandun yung boss mo, biglang, altab! Oh, trabaho bigla. May takot ka eh, di ba? Pag joke-joke kayo, pagdating ng boss niyo, nagawa mo ba yung project? yung client, natawagan mo ba? Sa mga students, di ba? Daldalan. Pagdating ng teacher, pag dumaan yung principal, biglang, boko. There's fear. Slaves. But sons, there's love. Pag nakita yung tatay, wow, takbo. Si Sean, pag kita niya sa akin, kahit tulog na siya, gagawin, pag nakita niya lang ako from a distance, biglang, nangingiti. Love. For slaves, it's full of rules. Manual. May procedure, may standard, may rule book. But for sons, relationship. You see, Christianity is not just a religion. It's more than that. It's a relationship with God. You're a worker. It means that you won't get to be a part of the company, but a son is an heir. Whatever God has, He'll give to you. Imagine for some reason, this is in no way demeaning any work, okay? But imagine for some reason, you are sa department store, some sales lady or sales clerk. And nothing wrong with that. It's a noble job. Sa isang department store. So you've been working your heart out for that work. Tatrabaho tayo mabuti. OT, OTTY, lahat na lang. Trabaho talaga mabuti. E nalaman mo pala, for some reason, anak ka pala nitong department store na to. Gagawin mo pa ba yun? Mag-iiba na yung tayo mo eh. Parang, all along, nagpapakahirap ako dito. Ako palang may-ari. Mga ganyan, di ba? Kunin mo na lahat. Akin to. It would change the way you live out your life. You see, here's the thing. If we just change the way we view God, and if we, I know it's hard. I know right now, may mga experiences tayo na sa isip. But if we just see that God is our Abba Father, and He looks to us as sons and not slaves, it will change the way we live out our lives. Let me read that verse again. Romans 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, it says here, the Spirit Himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Malapit na po kami dun sa time na kailangan na namin i-discipline si Sean. Mukhang nakakaintindi na siya. Kasi pag nag-a-align, ginagawa na niya eh. Okay. So I think we're going there. And I hear this also from my mentors who are dads as well. Now sometimes, no matter what your child does to you, there's still that love for them. That affection. May love. You see, this is not in my notes, but I just felt like right now, for some of us here, we've grown up. We are now parents. Siguro 10, 20 years ago, we were kids, teenagers as well. But 10, 20, 30 years, right now, where you are, parang wala na, nabaon na. Okay na, I've gotten over. It's all working out well right now. Okay naman ako eh. Okay naman eh. No. Let me tell you this. I believe God is telling you right now, there's a scar in your heart that God wants to remove. Because He wants that heart to feel and beat again. I believe this message is for you. In fact, can we just take this time to pray very quickly for that? Lord, I pray right now. I speak for hearts to become flesh. I speak against any scars, anything that hinders us to hear from You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, here's the thing. God wants you and me to remember that we are children of God. You and I are children of God. How did this become? How did this happen, rather? How did this come to us? How did we become children of God? Dahil ba mabait tayo? Dahil ba nagpakitang gilas tayo? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, no. Because all of us here are sinners. The Bible says so. We're here because we were adopted. Inampon tayo ni God. Adopted. Now, growing up, in our world, in our culture right now, from all the teleseries that we hear, the word adopted is a negative term also. Parang lumaki siya, tapos marami niya, ha, ampun lang ako. And all that feeling. But you know what? In the New Testament, adoption is such a wonderful term. It's a beautiful term. It's not like that. Adoption is a term wherein someone is saying, no one else accepted you, but I am accepting you. You are welcome. You are love. It means that you are others. Na ganun na po ba kayo? Na huyo na ba kayo? Huyo ka sa akin. Parang ganyan. Others ka sa akin. From others to you belong. A beautiful word. Adoption. Walang nagmamahal sa'yo? Others? Hindi ka importante? Amin na, mamahalin kita. At tatawagin kitang anak. Everything I have is for you. Adoption. A beautiful word. You see, let me close with this. Jesus showed the perfect relationship between a son and a father. And every time we read in the Bible, Jesus almost always usually calls God as Father. Laging ganon. I'm going to cry. The voice is not for my sake, but for you, so that you will know the Father in heaven. Laging Father ang tawag ni Jesus kay God. Father lagi. Anak kasi siya ni God. Alam niya na anak siya ni God at si God tatay niya. He is secure in his identity. Jesus almost always calls God as Father except for one time. One time. One moment that Jesus didn't call God as Father. Did you know? Do you know where it is? It's on the cross. Matthew 27 verse 46. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani! Which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? The one place that Jesus didn't call God Father was on the cross. Alam niyo po ba, nung nilalatigo siya when he was scourged to death, he was quiet. The Bible was saying he's like a sheep. Okay, dumaan siya doon, pero he kept his mouth shut. He was quiet. Kasi masakit yung pain, yung physical pain, but it's not enough to shock the Son of God. Trinidor siya ng friends niya, the emotional pain was so painful, but it's not enough to shock the Son of God. He was still quiet. Nandun siya sa cross, pinako siya doon. Inangat siya, nakita niya yung mom niya, wala na mag-aalaga sa kanya. The pain, it's painful, but it's still not enough to shock the Son of God. Pero nung nagalaw na yung relationship niya sa tatay niya, dun siya pumalag. Because that's the most important thing for Jesus. His relationship for God, to God. And how did this happen? You know why? Because He took your and my sin. We're singing this song, every weight of sin was on His shoulders. His Father turned His face so it was finished. As the suffering servant gave His life. You know what happened on the cross? Because God is holy, He cannot allow sin in His sight. Hindi niya maating makita yung kasalanan. But Jesus took all our sins, past, present, future sins, upon Himself. And when God looked at Jesus at this time, He didn't see the Son of God. He saw the sinners of the world. And He was mad. The theological term is the propitiation. The anger of God, which was supposed to be yours and mine, went to Jesus. The wrath of God, yung galit niya, it went to Him. And God was saying, oh, so this is the sin of the world. Sin deserves death. Sin is eternal separation from me. There's this separation. And from this, hindi natin maintindihan kung paano ito nangyari. Jesus was saying this, my God, why have you abandoned me? Nasaan ka na ngayon? Hindi na kita matawag na tatay. Nasaan ka ngayon? Because of your and my sins. the perfect relationship between a perfect father and a perfect son, and the perfect relationship was torn by your and my sins. It's gone. On the cross. You know why he did that? On the cross, Jesus paid the price for our adoption. He was abandoned so that you and I could be accepted. Let me say that again. Jesus paid the price of our adoption. Jesus was abandoned so that you and I could be accepted. Jesus was forsaken so that you and I could be forgiven. Jesus was ripped apart so that you and I could receive the right to become sons and daughters of God. While I was studying this, I was really amazed. Wow, you did this for me. As I close, you see, we've been saying that we are in a generation that grew up without a father. Now let me tell you right now, it is not true. What I just said is not true. We are not a generation that is growing up without a father. This generation is not fatherless. We have a father. We just have to be introduced to him. That's God. That's God. You see, John 1, let me read that again. This generation is not fatherless. If you grew up without a dad, if you grew up with an absentee dad, if you grew up with a family that's ripped apart, and you're saying, wala na, ganito na talaga eh, lumaki na ako, may anak na nga ako eh, wala akong tatay. No, that's not true. You know what's true? You have a father. You just have to be introduced to him. And if you're a Christian, you know him, you just have to fall more and more and more in love to him. You're not a fatherless generation. You're someone who has a father. You need to be introduced to him. John 1 verse 12 says here, but as many who received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name. The NIV says, to those who received him, to those who accepted him, he gave the right, karapatan, to become children of God. And that is who you are. Let me read this verse as I close. 1 John 3 verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And you know what I love about this verse? It's the small na hindi medyo kita dito. It says here, and that is who you are. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. You are not a fatherless generation. There is a father in heaven. You just have to be introduced to him. And this is hope for all of us here. If you have a perfect, if you have whatever our imperfect dads lack, the perfect father can satisfy. Can we just bow down our heads right now? Father, I pray right now that you would speak to us. This is an emotionally charged topic, and it carries with it weight. Even right now, I pray that you would speak to us. Your love is here. Your mercies are present here. Lord, thank you because you accept us and you love us. For some of us here, you may be saying in your head, that's a feel-good message, okay, but he doesn't know what happened to me. You're right. I don't know what happened to you. But Dad knows. And if you're here, it's not an accident that you're hearing this message. God the Father wants to touch your heart and remove that calloused heart. For some of us here, we grew up already. We're living in immorality. You know why you're living in that way? Because you didn't know God the Father. No one disciplined you. No one loved you. No one provided for you. But today is not that day. Today is the day of your salvation, says God. Lord, I pray for every one of us here. If you're here and you know that you need to release forgiveness to your Father, today is the day. Do not let any bitterness stay in your heart so that you would miss the grace of God, the Bible says.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.